What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth, here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Did you whip a poem into shape to share at the poetry open mic I mentioned last week? This afternoon at Surrey Gatherings, 1 to 3 p.m., you can read someone else's poem. But maybe today is the day you finish one of your own and show it the light of day? More information at surreygatherings.org. Is this afternoon too soon? You're invited to share works in progress, poems or short fiction, at Hey Sailor in Searsport. They hold their open mic called, get this, Draft, every second Monday of the month, 6 to 8 p.m. You can get all the details at heysailorhey.com. We're here to share info on literary and visual arts. Visual art can be defined as creative art whose products are to be appreciated by sight. The definition gives examples such as painting, sculpture, and film, as contrasted with literature and music. They don't mention a coven of witches in rowboats, kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards. But today, noon to 2 p.m., you can catch this sight at Blue Hill Town Landing. Dress in your best witchy attire. There probably won't be any witches at the opening reception for an art exhibit by the Farmstead Barn Artists. The opening happens tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. The artwork will be on display at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor for the months of November and December. You might wonder again, if my beat is the literary and visual arts, why am I going to report on Down East Trout Unlimited? Because they call their twice-monthly get-togethers Flies and Lies. If you're interested in the art of fly tying and the sport of fly fishing, then this group is for you. They're meeting tomorrow, Sunday, November 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. in Bar Harbor at the, get this, Machias Savings Bank. Curiouser and curiouser. If you're as intrigued as I am, get more info at downeasttu.org. That's Down East, then a T for trout, and a U for unlimited. They got a Facebook page, too, Down East TU. I wanted to tell you about the Down East Cider and Cheese Festival happening at Ellsworth next weekend, but even I couldn't stretch the visual and literary arts category that far. Fewer daylight hours means less time for outdoor chores and more time for books. Is this the year you join a book club or add in another one? Tuesday Readers is but one of the Ellsworth Library's five monthly book clubs for adults. It meets the first Tuesday of each month, 2 to 3 p.m., so this month it's November 5th at the Ellsworth Library or via Zoom. Are you wondering what your neighbors are reading? One local bookstore lists their current bestsellers. Number one is Everyone Knows But You by Tom Ricks. Spot two is Prince of Siri Beckman by Siri Beckman herself. Number three is Monica Wood's How to Read a Book. And fourth is Art of Penobscot Bay by Carl Little. This listing answers the question, what are your neighbors reading? But also, what are your neighbors writing? Tom Ricks has a home on Deer Isle, as did Siri Beckman, who is now in Bath. Monica Woods grew up in the main mill town of Mexico, but now lives in Portland. And Carl Little lives on MDI. It's interesting that Carl Little and Siri Beckman's books are works of both literary and visual arts. On November 7th, we're invited to the opening of the art show, Together We Create. This show features works by the guests and instructors at Home, Inc. Are you familiar with Home? You've likely driven past the campus on Route 15. Their mission is that Home enhances the quality of life of people who have fallen on challenging times by honoring their dignity, attending to such basic needs as food and shelter, supporting their long-term health and development, and fostering a vibrant and mutually supportive community. The art reception is at Buck Memorial Library in Bucksport, November 7th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Another interesting event coming up is entitled Renewal of a Landmark, Restoration of the Historic Sedgwick First Baptist Church. We're invited behind the scenes of the restoration process that's brought new life to the Sedgwick First Baptist Church, a local treasure built in 1837 and added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1973. This reception is being held at Blue Hill Public Library on Thursday, November 7th, 7 p.m. For more information about that, bhpl.net. Thank you to Ross Gallagher for the theme music for What's the Word on Main Street. Do you have an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. I'm Sarah Pebworth, and this has been What's the Word on Main Street. Thank you.